Mason Nealon talking with the East Sac County head football coach, Eric McCullough. Eric, we appreciate you joining us here today.
You bet. Hey, we appreciate checking in with you guys every week.
So you guys last week played IKM Manning. When you go back and look at the film, what do you think are some of the big takeaways that you're going to take from that game?
We're really – some of the things you hear, I guess, is some of the growth, you know, is the biggest growth you see between week one and week two. And we're really hoping after watching some film and kind of – reflecting back on Friday night, things that we could have done better, things to put ourselves in position when we talk about doing them in practice, a little bit more high intensity. So when we show up for the game Friday night, we're ready to go at that level. So those are things that we've met with the kids and get ready for practice this week.
And then for you guys, you start Weston Julin for the first time at quarterback. How do you feel like you went out there and performed?
We were real happy with how Weston performed. I mean, he's a sophomore, you know, so jumping in at the varsity level. He did some JV quarterbacking for us last year at the JV. And we just got to get him some more experience and keep coaching him up in the position to try and get it to where the game just slows down for him a little bit at that varsity level. It's still moving pretty fast, and he's a competitor, and that's what we really like in him. And he can do the things we're wanting him to do. We just got to continue to give him good reps in practice and get him prepared for that Friday night action.
And then for you guys now, Friday night, you guys are going to host Alto Aurelia. When you look at Alto Aurelia on film, what do you feel like they do offensively that you guys are going to have to key in on?
So there seem to be a team that runs kind of what you would consider the flex bone, kind of a quarterback, triple option, midline option type stuff. When you go against offense like that, we have to play really disciplined, trust each other type of defense. You have to do your job and what your job is, and that's it. When you try and do somebody else's job, it's going to leave you wide open. And again, goes along with the things that we talked about from Friday night, doing your job, doing your responsibility, you know, playing as one unit. And that's what we've been working on this week, is just being more disciplined and definitely more physical on the defensive side.
And you talk about that kind of offense that they run there with rushing the ball. I mean, looking at it, quarterback last week, Camden Reinhart, went 1 for 6 with passing, and then rushing-wise had 20 attempts for 157 yards and 2 TDs. Do you feel like that kind of is where you guys are going to focus in on, is the fact that he was running the ball a lot in week one?
Oh, absolutely. When you go back and do the stats and, you know, kind of do a scouting report, and 93% of their offensive yards came from rushing, you know, that's the one place that we want to take away. And the one pass that they did complete for 6 yard was a middle screen. So it's not something that they really want to try and do, is throw the ball deep, but they're going to want to try and run the ball on you, misdirection, you know, get you out of place. And that's when he got some big runs on basically just misalignment by the defense that they played Friday night. So those are the things we pointed out on film and showed the kids. That's why we need to make sure we focus on that this week and try and get a good look from our scout team to get our kids prepared for this week.
And you talked a little bit about physicality. Is that something you guys are going to need to bring on the defensive end for that running game?
We're going to need to bring that on the defensive and the offensive side this week. We did not seem to bring it much last Friday for – our returning linemen up front. You know, that was one challenge we gave them heck at halftime last Friday, that this is not what they were supposed to come out as. And we need to be more physical up front, moving our feet, not just hitting and stopping and not finishing blocks. And on the same thing on the defensive side, we can't be leaving our feet when we're going to tackle. We need to keep our feet in the ground and drive through the person and complete those. I mean, and for a couple different reasons. For one, that's the safest way to do it, so you're not getting spun around and you know, hitting your ankles and your legs on someone and taking a chance on getting injured. And second is, we just don't want to give extra yards. So those are things a combination of stuff that we try to focus on this week to get our kids ready to go.
And then for you guys on the offensive end, what do you guys see that you guys do on the offensive end that you want to take into this Friday as well?
We just want to be a little cleaner with our blocking schemes up front. And then we got to get better at our passing game, which a lot of that needs to come to our protection, which we had guys up front again with the experience of our team not sliding to where they needed to slide. And we were letting guys run free on pass protection and not getting our quarterback enough time to set his feet to be able to complete a pass. So that's where it's got to start. We have to be able to give him enough time to set up for routes to develop so we can take advantage of those.
And then for you guys as well, what do you see in also a rally on film that they like to do on defense?
Defense, they seem to sit kind of in a 4-4 stack, kind of a 4-4 with outside backers wide. But they were going against a team that ran a similar type offense than them. So they want to be, up front and try and be physical, and they don't seem to blitz a lot. But they want to come up the line and hit you. So we got to have our guys ready for that type of defense and understand how we attack that type of scheme on the offensive side.
And then film wise, was it a lot of that coming from Westwood, or did you have to take some of the stuff from last year as well?
We did not play out to last year. This will be the first time since I've been at East Sac that we have played out to at the varsity level. So this is all new to us. So everything we're getting is just kind of from the week, last week's film. So it's going to be very similar to a week one type game, I guess, with Ikeem Manning. You know, we have a little bit of stuff, but not enough to really get a definite answer on certain areas. So we still have to make sure that we are in preparation for anything that might come this Friday.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us here today. We wish you the best of luck coming up with All-Star Aurelia.
You bet. Hey, we thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks. Bye.